Welcome to Coworking Out Loud, where we explore the deeper side of coworking, content, and community. I'm your host, Kat Johnson. Hey friends, one of the great ironies in coworking is that being a community builder can be incredibly lonely. There you are, making sure everyone is connected, productive, caffeinated, comfortable, and leveling up their businesses. But oftentimes you're doing that by yourself, and sometimes you're doing it for someone else. As a community manager told me years ago, you're all here chasing your dreams, and we're here working for the man. Ouch. It takes a lot of emotional labor, human touch, and task switching to be a great community builder. And you have to have a skill set that runs deep and wide. On any day, you're asked to host events, write a newsletter, create banging social posts, make members feel at home and cared for, deal with facility issues, give tours, schedule and manage programming, provide nice hospitality touches, and deal with tech issues. As my friend Iris Kavanaugh once said, the biggest surprise in becoming a coworking community manager was also becoming the IT guy. Which is hilarious and true. All of this means that it's easy for community builders to burn out and move on. So coworking is losing great people, which sucks. I've seen so many natural community builders who bring all the intangibles to a space move on because the demands are high, the pay is mid at best, and oftentimes there's not a lot of room for growth because coworking runs lean. So let's look at this from both sides and get into solutions mindset. If you're a community manager, how can you use this opportunity to develop your skill set, course your future career, learn as much as you can, make an impact on your community, grow into who you are and who you want to be, and build something amazing? Recently, I was chatting with a community manager who is feeling the stress and not seeing a lot of options. My advice to them was, how can you use this opportunity to move closer to the person that you want to be? Can you unleash more of your creative self in and around your space? Can you improve your own communications and engagement? Can you have some real talk with the owner about what you'd like to do? Can you start a side gig or project your community can help you elevate? Is there something you'd love to try but are afraid of doing? Do the thing. Start today. Ask for help and be willing to accept it. And if you're the owner of a space, how can you better support your community managers growing into their best selves? I know it can be super challenging to be the leader, owner, founder who is responsible for everything and maybe doesn't speak the same language as your CMs. There are generational differences and you're feeling the pressure to drive revenue and growth. But here's the deal. Your community managers are the face of your coworking space, brand, and business. So you must get aligned with them. And they must have the freedom to bring their unique style of magic into your community. The absolute worst thing you could have is a disengaged person at the front desk, playing receptionist, wishing they were anywhere but in your space. It's horrible for them, it's horrible for you, and it's horrible for your members. Set expectations. Listen to ideas, give your CMs some non-monetary perks if the payroll and bonus budget is lean. Flex days come to mind as an amazing perk. Consider their perspective and be open to suggestions, because they see things that you don't. And if you have a community building natural, do everything you can to keep them. Because the box checking part of coworking is something that can be taught to anyone. But having a great coworking community takes a great community builder, and that takes an extraordinary person. And being a community builder can be incredibly rewarding and incredibly lonely. The last thought I want to share here with you is that you cannot build community from above or from the outside. You must be part of the community you're building. It simply won't work to try to create something special at arm's length. So whether you're the CM, the owner, or anything in between, step into the community you're working to build. Share your ideas, challenges, joys, vision, and questions. Share yourself. You'll be amazed at what you find. Thanks for listening to Coworking Out Loud. Head over to katjohnson.co to get more insights on coworking, content, and community.